News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Consultants Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation and the IMO itself has warned of a toxic online landscape for young people. With us is the Vice President and Chair of the Consultants Committee, Professor Matthew Sadlier. Matthew, is this that the algorithms themselves are problematic for children, or that children are spending time in environments where they could be groomed and accessed by adults with nefarious intent?
All of the above. So we know that the algorithms and the process of how social media works can be very detrimental for language development, creativity, reflective functioning, intellectual development, specifically of children. Now, adults also have cognitive flexibility and they can regress in cognitive functioning, and we've seen that as well. But today what we're presenting on at a meeting of European doctors in an organisation called CPME, which was kind of the European umbrella group of the IMO, BMA and other organisations. And I'm presenting today, and what I'm focusing on today, I can focus on multiple things, mental health, eating disorders and these sort of things that are a result. But what we're focusing on today is that our children are being exposed in online environments in things that would be illegal in an offline environment. Okay, and this is what is the problem.
Such as?
Well, we have a film censor. So if a child walked into the Savoy in the morning and watched an 18-year-old film, the Savoy manager would be in trouble and would either be fined or imprisoned. That child can go on to Snapchat, Instagram, X, and be exposed to pornography. And we know that the majority of children's first exposure to pornography is not intentional, it's accidental. The majority of pornography exposure happens on social media apps, not on dedicated pornography websites. And this happens at an average age of 13. So this is what we are seeing in an online environment that would not be allowed in an offline environment. On the 28th of February, the Irish Examiner reported on a case of a gentleman who was released from prison, gentleman in the loosest sense of the word, who was released from prison having been found serving a sentence for sexual assault. Within 3 hours of being released from prison, he was already making contact with underage children, and when arrested by the Gardaí said, and I quote from the Examiner article, "Snapchat is a haven for paedophiles." And this is from somebody who is a convicted sex offender.
Now, can I ask, Matthew, is it simply that things that used to take place in the real world have migrated on to social media and therefore the same risks are present? It's just we live in a different environment than we once did. Or do you think social media is accelerating or increasing or catalyzing those risks?
The second. I mean, child abuse, as we know, has happened historically going back a long way. So, I'm not saying that this is a new phenomenon. However, social media has allowed this to happen at scale, and it is allowing it to happen to children who are otherwise thought to be safe. It is happening to children within their own bedrooms. We know the case of Alexander McCartney, the gentleman up the north, who is locked up for 25 years for manslaughter from the death of a girl in the United States where he tried to, blackmail her with images. We know that there's a gentleman in prison in the UK who would blackmail young men by pretending to be a young girl, get the men to send, the boys to send him indecent images, and then would encourage those boys to abuse younger siblings, film them, send them to him so he could then sell them on the dark net. Now, these things are happening to our children in their bedrooms nightly as we speak. In the old days, child abuse did happen, but it happened at a much lower scale, at a much lower intensity. Obviously, if somebody listening to this has had been affected by it, that is not good, obviously, and our empathy goes out towards them. But this is what we're seeing with social media. These activities that, if you had a sports club in the morning and you had 50-year-old men asking 13-year-old girls for naked pictures, that sports club would be closed down. But yet, this happens on Snapchat, Instagram on a daily basis.
So is the reason for lack of action a generational divide? Is it that those who legislate and regulate are of a generation that doesn't live in this environment and therefore don't take it seriously?
That is definitely that is a factor. It is also the fact that these applications, what cigarette companies should have done was allow political advertising on the outside packets of cigarettes. The fact that every single one of our politicians is on these apps while the abuse is happening on the app at the same time is an absolute disgrace. And we have to get our political class off the applications. They have to stop. This channel, I'm sure is on these platforms. And you need to come off these until these platforms can guarantee that not one child is harmed. And any time a child is harmed in their platform, the platform will pay out significant levels of compensation to that child. And this is what we need to have. We need to have a zero tolerance approach. Ireland has not had a zero tolerance approach to child abuse historically, and we know where that lent us. And what we have to do is move into that space.
Is the view that you are expressing, do you believe, shared across not only the IMO but the Committee of European Doctors, is there a consensus in this view, or is this you?
There certainly is a consensus across Europe. You can see Norway today is moving towards this. Spain is moving towards this. France has been quite strict on its regulations of social media. We know that there's a debate in the House of Commons in the UK, and the government has started a consultation process on this, but it has been passed by the House of Lords. We know Greece is looking to implement bans. Our country seems to think that the European Union is a barrier towards this, while other countries in the European Union are going forward. So I don't fully understand how that circle is squared. So there is definitely a movement, and a health-related movement, to put in these restrictions.
We should say that we did ask for a statement from Snapchat on the issues raised by Professor Matthew Sadlier and have yet to hear a response, although the organisation did previously tell the BBC when questioned on the issue that it has, quotes, zero tolerance, close quotes, of the sexual exploitation of young people and had extra safety measures in place for teens and their parents. Matthew Sadlier, thank you very much. That is
You're welcome.
Professor Matthew Sadlier, who is Vice President and Chair of the Consultants Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.